from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. Crimes his own lawyers say earned him the nickname, quote, Gold Bar Bob. Outside the courthouse, a defiant Menendez aligned himself with President Trump, saying Trump was right to attack the judicial system.
Welcome to the Southern District of New York, the Wild West of political prosecutions. President Trump is right. This process is political and it's corrupted to the core.
Given a chance to speak in court before his sentencing, the 71-year-old Menendez broke down several times as he described his accomplishments. A Vineland man is prison-bound for killing a Salem County man, then stashing the body under grass clippings and leaves.
In December, Brandon Dennis was convicted by a Cumberland County jury of charges that included the passion provocation manslaughter of Patrick Trotter in 2021. The Daily Journal reports Dennis showed up at his ex-girlfriend's Millville home and broke a window and a door until her new boyfriend ran out, shooting the 32-year-old victim twice. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old Dennis is sentenced to 30 years and must serve 23 before being eligible for parole. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a Lay's chips recall is getting upgraded to the highest risk level. The Food and Drug Administration bumped the recall of certain bags of Lay's potato chips in Oregon and Washington up to Class 1 status. The update means the agency found that exposure to the product could cause, quote, serious adverse health consequences or death. Frito-Lay recalled the limited number of 13-ounce Lay's classic potato chips in December due to undeclared milk. A reminder, those recalls are in Oregon in Washington. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 to get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will the wind continue? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We still could have a stray rain or snow shower early on tonight. Otherwise, turning out clear, blustery, and colder. Lows will be in the low to mid 20s. Wind chills down into the teens. Plenty of sunshine and a chilly breeze tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night with a little rain arriving toward daybreak. There could be some pockets of freezing rain for a time in the northwest hills. Lows 30 to 35, but mainly rain and drizzle into Friday as it will turn out milder. Highs will be in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
33 in Rockaway, 39 in Franklin, 41 Beach Haven. Fast traffic instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.